boy is similar in appearance to his father. You say that the boy is what?
Resembles his father.
Okay. And what if he his behavior is similar to his father's? What would you say?
He has ways just like his dad.
Okay.
Or father.
And what do you call a woman who helps at childbirth? Isn't a nurse?
Midwife.
Okay, do you remember any other names that you call that, or would you always just say midwife?
We just always said midwife.
Okay. Now, if a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
City slicker.
Okay. And what about if a country person goes into a big city, what might city people call him behind his back?
That's an old country girl or country man.
Uh-huh.
Countryman.
Okay, can you think of any others like crackers, whatever?
Country cracker.
Uh-huh. Do you know where the term cracker came from? Or how that got started?
No, I don't think I've ever heard that.
Oh, okay. Now, how do you normally refer to a person whose skin is brown or black?
Well, my mother always taught me to say colored person.
Uh-huh.
And but of course it got to be fun when we'd say nigger.
Uh-huh.
But they're not. They're Negro and right. Black man.
Okay. And, now, supposing that you were really angry with a Negro or colored person, and thought he was no good, how would you refer to him then, if you were really angry with him?
I don't really know what to say, because I don't think I've ever been angry with one.
Okay. And how do you normally refer to somebody that's the race you and I belong to?
White race?
Uh-huh. Like, would you say he's what?
He's a white man.
Uh-huh. Okay. And do you know any insulting words that members of other races might refer to white people with? That's what blacks might call us behind our backs or whatever.
No, I don't.
Okay. And now, supposing that a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his son carelessly broke it or something, you might say the man got awfully what? What would he do?
Awfully mad or angry.
Uh-huh. Okay. Any other ways to say doing that if he really got?
I would just say get awfully mad and angry.
Okay. And now suppose you've been working hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really what?
Man, I'm really tired.
Uh-huh. Or other ways that might be more, you know, say more than tired, but are there any other more expressive ways you might say than just tired? Like,
I'm just plumb give out.
Okay. Something like that. All right. And if a school nurse sent a little boy home early, well, why would he probably do it? If the little boy what? If the nurse sent him home?
Because the little boy was sick.
Uh-huh. Or what happened? The little boy got sick at school today. Would you say he got sick or became sick or what?
I would say he got sick.
Okay.
That's what most people would say in those days.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, if a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say that he feels
sick at the stomach.
Okay. And now tell me, I've it,